You know what else I'm excited about?
What's that?
Multiple monitors.
Yeah, you're going a little crazy with the monitors.
Yeah, you may notice, and Alex, actually, if you go ahead and switch to input 11, this is a setup that I had at Interop. These are just two Ergotron stands with eight monitors. Now, those were 17 or 19, I think 17-inch monitors that I had set up in an Octo configuration off of one really powerful desktop. Now, in that particular case, I had used a bunch of DisplayLink USB adapters, but I've also done this setup using specialized video cards that support massive clusters of displays. That got me thinking, multiple displays have sort of become the norm. We all have them. I mean, yes. We like having at least two monitors. I've got four at my desk here. I've got six at my desk back in my my studio. And I thought the folks out there might want to know how to set up a couple multiple monitors of their own. What do you think?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, when I'm editing, I have to have two monitors now because I'm so used to it. But, I could go with a third or a fourth, have some other stuff on there.
SCR1 is saying, eight monitors? I'll never have to leave the basement again. Actually, CR1, you will, because someone will have to pour out the jugs filled with...
Right, exactly.
If you could grab this... Okay, so this is what an Ergotron stand looks like. We've only got two on this because it's already really, really heavy. So this, if you did want to set up a massive multiple monitor setup, You'd probably use something like this. Now, there are different variants of this. Some of them attached to the desk. This one is just sort of... It's on a big stand. It covers your face. I like that.
Hello.
That's good stuff.
This one's got a mustache.
This one has a mustache. Now, we like these because we can make sort of pods of monitors. We're able to sort of, make by function how we want to group it. And actually, this very stand, this was the stand that was used on Skypezilla all those years ago. Remember that?
You want me to take care of that?
Skypezaurus.
Whatever it was called.
This thing is kind of heavy.
Right?
It is. It's a little bit heavy. All right, I'm going to put this on the floor so that you can see us again. Now, Y Guy in the chat room is asking how much a stand like this costs. If you buy it used on eBay, you could probably get it for $200.
What is it brand new?
$300 to $400.
Oh, okay.
So they are a little bit pricey. But again, consider this. Do you really want to trust a cheapo stand with,
definitely
$2,000 worth of monitors?
Well, those are solid. When we first did the first no hole down underneath where our feet are right now, I had two monitors down there, and you're like, no, Brian, that's not enough. Two monitors is for amateurs. You need four monitors. And so you brought that out, and the next thing I knew, you had put all the monitors on that. And it held all four monitors. It's widescreen monitors.
It's really,
well,
really sturdy. I actually have four of these at my house. I posted a picture on Twitter, and people were saying, that's not real. I'm like, dude, that's like, if I had more room in my studio,
you would do more.
That would be set up. That was set up in D.C. But, all right. So we wanted to show you what you could do to get a multiple monitor set up. Maybe you're not going to be doing eight monitors, but maybe you want to do two off your laptop. Maybe you want to do three off your desktop. Or maybe you want to start looking at four, five, six, eight, 12, 16. I don't know what you're going to do. But we want to show you how to do it. Now, we've got this little computer right here. I'm going to go and pull the HDMI. You're going to lose input 11, Alex. And so what we want to do is we want to show you some of the ways that you can use the technology that's already built into your devices to expand your monitor real estate. It's going to include the traditional ports on your laptop. It's going to include things like USB and Thunderbolt. And it's going to include things like wireless technology. These are all available to you right now. And if you want to be multiple monitor goodness in your studio, you can do that. If you want to do it on the go, you can do that. That's what this show is going to be all about.
Sweet.
Let's talk about the obvious. I'm going to assume, and maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to assume that all of you know how to enable multiple monitors on your operating system of choice.
Well, as operating systems have become more advanced, it's pretty easy now.
Oh, yeah. And so, for example, on Windows, Alex, you should be getting 11 back now. It should have reset. If you're using Windows XP and above, multiple monitors is already built in. That's baked into the operating system. You see it again? There we go. So, like, for example, if I do this, screen resolution, it's going to show you how many devices I have connected. Right now, I have two devices. I have one through the HDMI, and I have the internal monitor on the laptop itself. Right now, it's duplicating. So anything I see on one screen, it's going to be on the other. But if I do extend, you'll see that the icons change from... Let me switch that back. It's going to switch from one display with two numbers on it, so it tells me that both of those monitors are seeing the same thing, to two monitors, each with their own number. And that tells me that I'm going to have two distinct displays. Mm-hmm. Now, this is for Windows, and this is Windows 8, but it works the same for Windows XP, Windows 7, Windows 10, and Mac OS 10 is the same way.
Right.
If you use an internal port, the computer will be aware that you've connected another adapter.
Right. I think the only difference is when you're on Mac, it says mirror. Like, you're mirroring your screen. Is it just a different way of saying...
Right. But you just you play around with the settings until you have it the way that you want it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Alex, if you go back to my screen, one of the things that a lot of people need to work on is how you position them. So if I were to... Let's do this. Where's my extend? If I were to do this, I now have the option of putting each display where I want it. So you can make the setup inside the virtual setup mirror what you see in the monitor setup, the real setup. Hold on, where we go.
Save it.
See, right now I'm messed up because I've got this monitor on the wrong side, so I'm not really sure which way I want to move the mouse. But I could take this and I can switch it to either side and make the setup in this little box look as close to the setup in the real world as possible.
Right.
A practical note here. If you're going to be mixing and matching sizes and resolutions of monitors, which you probably will, because most of us aren't buying three or four monitors of the same type at any given time.
I didn't.
Right.
Because the way I did it is I had my old monitor from my old computer, got a new computer,
and then I just use them both.
Yeah, I didn't want to throw my old monitor away.